CliffCentral.com. Good morning, everybody. The last show of the year for us, the last show of 2021, and then it's into the holidays and a brand new year before you even know what's happening. Leanne Moles here, and Bulelo Tinta, and we've got Simpiwe in the studio, Homo Lemos there as well, and most especially, you. We're going to be joined later on, very exciting, by Riyad Musa and Joey Razdeen. Love those guys. They're going to be popping in, some of my favorite South African comedians. So we've got a busy show. Joey and Riyad have decided to make a new movie, which is fantastic news, especially for anyone who enjoyed Material. Ooh. Yeah, so we'll be speaking to them about that just before Christmas. How are you, ass? What's happening? How's it looking?
End of year, man.
You're happy?
One needs a holiday.
Jesus. Can I moan and get it over and done with?
Do it. It's a safe space.
So, Shane, my aunt's boyfriend died the other day, which is just, the timing is just awful now. He wasn't well. Mm. He's been, you know, he's had cancer, so he's been suffering for a long time. And he eventually called it on Tuesday. So she's obviously going to have a pretty difficult Christmas. That's awful. Poor little Carl yesterday was having trouble breathing, so I took him to the vet. You know how this goes. Now, well, listen, he's 10 years old, you know, and he's turning 11 in January.
No, yeah.
And these spaniels like him, they have heart problems, and they develop these heart problems as they get older. And normally from 6 years old, they have the problems. So he's got, he's now on chronic medication like an old man. I have to give him 3 pills twice a day. So
what? That's a lot of admin.
Yeah, I know.
Admin.
It's huge admin. And I don't have anyone, so I've been cleaning the house. So basically, my holiday's off to a roaring start. I can't wait for these next 10 days of hard work and no fun. And I decided to cancel a whole bunch of things that I was going to do in the holidays too, just because it feels like I'm adding more stuff to do. So
yeah,
as it goes at this point, I might have just, you know, 3 nights away in the bush for New Year, which is perfect. The rest of it, I'll be cleaning the house and looking after a sick dog. But that's that's what I've got to look forward to.
Man.
Oh yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I'm so excited.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but life gets worse as it goes on.
I know. Got to stop ourselves from being miserable about this, but ugh.
The highlight,
I'll see you happy.
Yeah, I see you happy in bed, Leanne. Tell them the highlight I took is that I have no one when you were on your rant there.
I know.
That's sad.
So the other thing I've done is I've brought a little puppy, not into my life, but into my parents' life. And she arrived yesterday, and she's like Carl.
Jack Russell?
No, a little spaniel like Carl. And she's gorgeous. I mean, I'll put up a picture of her just now so you can see. She's the cutest little thing ever. But she arrived yesterday while Carl was having all of his issues. So I was less than excited about her because I was so focused on him. And, you know, Bulelo, you're right. It's easy. Life is easier if you don't care about anyone or you don't have anyone to care about. But as Robin says here, now I am a carer. That's all I am. I'm a carer. I've become.
You are a.
That's it.
That's what you said.
Right? That's what she said. Yeah, she said it here. It's the most sensible thing I've heard all morning. Yeah. Gareth, you've become a carer. So that's what I am now. There we go.
Yeah.
That's her comment for the morning. Yeah, Robin, you're right. Ugh. Anyway, this little puppy's very cute. Jesus, it's cute.
What's her name?
Millie. They've decided to call her Millie. She's
Millie.
Such a sweet little thing. Let me show you a pic of this girl, because that is something I'm excited about, just to be around this kid.
And obviously Carl's met her, right?
Not interested at all. Couldn't give a damn. So I may as well have brought a bird in a cage into his life. He's completely disenchanted with her. Couldn't give a shit. So anyway, I mean, listen. He's had 10 really good years of excellent health, so I mustn't be greedy. And like people, as you get older, you don't necessarily get better. No matter how healthy and, you know, you could take them for walks and you can feed them the right food. And sometimes they just don't last forever, unfortunately.
Yeah. It's like I've had to accept now that I have inherited my grand's osteoarthritis.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Here we go. Let's go down this road. Here we are, people. Just everybody join in. Yeah. So, go on.
So it's all sitting in my hips. I've told you about my hips before, right?
Your hips don't lie.
So now I'm almost immobile.
Oh God, Leanne. Oh really?
I'm literally almost immobile. And I have these visions of using my mom's walker. We call it a Ferrari. When my gran had it, we said it was a Ferrari.
Yeah.
But literally with the two handles and three wheels.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I've made an appointment with the hip surgeon in January. So we'll see how that goes.
Can't see the hip surgeon in January.
It's so embarrassing. I said to my estate agent the other day, because she brought along a mentee who looks like he's 20.
Yeah.
And I was battling to walk them back to the gate.
No, yeah.
And I said, I'm so sorry, I've got hip problems.
Oh,
and it sounds like I'm 107.
It does. It's the
hip problems are like really old people's problems.
Now listen, I didn't want to start the show with this shit this morning. I promise you. I was just like, let me get it off my chest at the beginning so it's done. And then we can move on and get on with our holidays. Because, you know, I'm an optimistic kind of guy and I don't want to be waylaid by all of this shit. You know what I mean? Anyway.
Well, while we're here,
while you're complaining, while we're complaining, why don't you join and complain?
No. I couldn't be healthier. So that's the opposite of Leanne. And I don't have a dog to care about. They're not allowed in my complex. So yes. I'm great.
Oh, God.
But I must ask you a big question because I had to put my dog down when I was young because of some douchebag neighbors who wouldn't fix the fence because don't mess with pit bulls. You know what I'm saying? But what are you going to do now? Because now you have to start thinking of, are you going to make another 10-year commitment to another dog in the next 10 years? Are you feeling that, or do you not want to think about that for now?
Hashtag too soon, Bulelo.
Well, you got to ask these questions. He's going to have to ask them at some
stage. I've thought about it, but I must be honest with you. I don't know. I mean, it's a lot of work, right? It's a huge amount of work. And a puppy is like, it's heavy. It's heavy responsibility because they're little and you have to watch them the whole time. It's like a little person, especially these dogs, because they are, you know, they're very sweet, but they're also tremendously, what's the word? They're fragile little things. You have to, you know, you can't just leave them at home and then go out and do your things that you have to do. Go to work and go to the shops and whatever. You can't.
Like with cats.
No. So I don't know, but I've got to have some responsibility somewhere in my life, right? I mean, I've got the office, I've got the job. I've got the business. I look after that. That makes me happy. And that's part of kind of why I have found the last 2 years fulfilling, because we've had some challenges, but it's been nice to get through them. Unless you take on responsibility in life, you don't have a purpose and a meaning. So if it is work, if it is children, if it is dogs, if it is friends and family that you...
A partner.
Whatever, a partner. If you and I, Bulelo, we have this, and maybe even you, Leanne, we have this inbuilt, like, less is more, let's not fuss thing, which is great. But ultimately, if you live your life without being responsible to and for other things, you live a purposeless life. You may as well just be an organism.
Research shows... There's been research that having an animal as an old person is really important.
Hugely important. It gives you a reason to wake up and do things. And listen, I mean, it's all part of the circle of life, right? You don't have the choice to opt out of all emotional responsibility. You don't have the choice to opt out of all paternal, maternal, fraternal responsibilities. You're going to have people in your life you're going to have to help out, and you're going to have to be responsible for at some point. You may have to pay someone's bills. You may have to look after them in terms of medical issues. You may have to be responsible for their, I don't know, their mental well-being. There are a lot of people who are doing stuff they don't want to do, you've got to accept that that's part of life. No one's life is perfect. No one's going to wake up and have the most amazing day every day. No one. There isn't that person. If you think it's you, good luck. It doesn't last. And that doesn't mean to say life is shit. Those things, you're doing something wonderful if you're looking after and caring for someone else, whether it's a person or a dog.
You've just got to think of all the people in your life that have done
things for you,
that have done the same for you, and that's
I'll bet you
how humans,
I'll bet you our parents and just about any parent in the world has sometimes looked at their child when they're having a tantrum or they're very sick and thought, oh my God, I shouldn't have brought this thing into the world, because not only have I created a huge amount of shit for myself, but it looks like this creature's unhappy. You know, what have I done? Here's this puppy. Just look at this, Leanne. This thing is going to melt your heart.
Yes.
Just look here. Look at this.
Oh, no, I can't.
Jesus. I mean, she's...
she's so cute.
So fucking cute. Bambalani. Anyway, so that's the latest addition to the family. And, my mom and dad kind of... they won't admit it, but they needed this animal because all of their children are now out of the house. And, they're all doing their own thing. And also they... If they only had each other and their very boring Jack Russell, Lucy, to look after, they would get annoyed. This happens with people, especially if you've been married to someone for a long time. You start arguing about shit, and they do. I mean, all couples argue. But you kind of need something to focus your attention on, and you need to be forced to be responsible, just like I am now for a sick dog. They have to be responsible for a puppy. It's good. Keeps everybody busy.
Where was that photo? Where was that photo taken? Sorry.
Which one?
Because whose rug is that? There's a Persian rug in that first photo.
That's in my parents' house.
Which is unbelievable, by the way.
You like that? I just
bought myself a Persian rug, but that is another level.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's the focus there.
So my dad prides himself.
Custom Bolelo to look at a picture of a puppy and see the rug and not the puppy.
But look at that puppy, man. Jesus.
Look at that rug.
Yeah, so my dad prides himself on his ability to choose a good Persian carpet.
Well, that I can see, because I've been looking around so my house doesn't look like a solarium, but I can see that's a Stapura rug. That's not a student's rug wear at a party. No. That's proper.
Oh, yeah, that's not the kind gloss.
Fucking weird.
Don't worry, that puppy will probably poo or wee on it at some point, and then they'll have a tantrum. But anyway,
definitely.
I mean, So, I kind of woke up this morning and then checked that Carl was still all right and still alive, and he's fine. He's on three pills every day, twice a day.
Twice a day.
Do you know how much the medication costs for 2 weeks?
How much?
1,200 rand.
No.
No.
I'm having heart problems.
Yeah, I know. He's not going to be on it forever. We're going to do this 2 week thing, and then if it improves, we're going to go on to something else, which is not as expensive.
But you called it chronic medication.
Yeah,
so you were incorrect there. Chronic means forever.
Well, Leanne, whenever I see you on the screen, I use the word chronic.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm going to live forever.
Yeah, that's it. You're going to have hip problems, but you're going to live forever. That's the plan. We're going to keep you going
before
forever.
Before we leave the puppy thing, I just want to say, a puppy is not a Christmas present. It's a commitment. I talked somebody out of getting somebody a present as like a dog.
Yes.
Because I'm like, no, I know that other person. Mm-hmm. They are not a 15-year person for a dog. A dog's not – do you know what I'm saying? I can't – I resent people who just – what should I do? Get a puppy. No, don't get a puppy.
Think about it
very hard.
No, that's a major commitment. I mean, listen, this is not something you decide. Because I had to surprise them with the puppy, right? But I had to warm them up and ask all the right questions. Plus, I consulted with my brother and sister at nauseam before I made the decision. And I made sure that it was something that they were likely to want and to be keen on. And also, I think... as you get older, you get cranky unless you have something young around you. And I don't want cranky,
amen,
old pain in the ass parents, and they're not that at all.
I mean, have you seen people credit, in an old age home when they're surrounded by old people?
They're very cranky, right? And I don't want my little nephews to be around old cranky people. Not that they are, but they could have become like that. So if they've got this young energy around them, this little puppy, they're gonna be less irritating. Yeah. Anyway, a lot of people are telling me I should get a baby. Pumlani says, just get a baby.
Oh, what?
Just get a baby, Garrett.
Get a baby.
Wait for
I actually feel nauseous.
No, man.
Kidnap.
So much responsibility.
Oh, I thought you had a baby. No, because people that are having babies also get nauseous. Leanne, I thought you were, you were telling us that there was a bun in the oven.
No, definitely not. I'm just fat.
Corona's boring, says Bulelo. It's like giving someone herpes for Christmas. It's just a lot of responsibility in cleaning. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Jesus. So listen, that out of the way, we've got quite a lot to do today. It's the last show of the year. Bulelo's got some updates on the MKT show, because he did say earlier this week that they're going to be doing shows throughout, but that has changed. There have been some developments there. So you've got to tell us what's going on there now.
Yeah, so we'll be on an extended sort of video production break on YouTube. We'll still have the podcast going out as normal every day. Even right. Next week, we aren't shutting down. So every week, 52 weeks of the show. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on social media, and we'll announce when we'll be back on YouTube and all of that. But we're fine. Yeah, we'll be in a new home very, very soon. If not January, then very, very, very close in February or March.
No problemo. This video thing is hard, man. And also you there's so many different moving parts in trying to do this right. And I know what you're like. You don't want to do a half-assed job. So you'd rather figure out the details, get it together properly, and launch it with all of the bells and whistles than do a kind of cobbled together, watered down version. I know exactly what you mean. And by the way,
the support's been awesome, man.
Yeah, listen, people are loving the show, man. They're subscribing up the yazoo at the moment. And that reminds me, we've got to tell you that you have to like and subscribe to this channel, please, as well. Otherwise, I get into shit with, the gods of YouTube. They're going to be angry with us.
Smash that like button.
Yeah, listen, if we don't if we don't get the likes and the subscriptions, and we don't get the comments and all that shit, then what it does is the algorithm pushes us to the bottom of the list, and then we look like we're a shit show, even though we got, way, way more. I think Rena told me it's something like we've had, oh God, I don't want to get these figures wrong, because then they're going to be quoted and people are going to say you got it wrong. And so I'm almost reticent to even say it, but we're looking at like 5 million downloads a year at this point, which is phenomenal, right, in terms of podcasting. So we're by far and away the biggest podcast in Africa, which I'm very proud of. And don't quote me on that figure. I'll get Rena to put out a press release early next year so we can start the year with a nice positive thing on kind of how this year has been. But I love doing this show. I like waking up for this thing. I'm going to miss it over the next few days, but I need a break. And I think a lot of us do. So there are going to be repeats. There's lots of fresh content that we've put up. There's the MKT show. So you're still going to have stuff happening. But just hold your breath until the 10th of January and we'll be back. That's kind of, those are the housekeeping rules for this morning. All right. So here's a very, very serious issue that we need to get right off the table early and carry on with our lives. Leanne is concerned that there are so many people called Jono around in the world. Now, this is, I didn't know this was a problem, but I'd have no reason to believe that you would make this up, Leanne. I don't think you're just looking for something to talk about. So what happened? Did you do research? Did you go around to the clipboard and your bad hips and you were asking people what are your names, and you ended up with like a fucking page of Jonos? What happened?
It's my community group. In my street alone, there are three Jonos.
Three?
J-O-N-O, right?
Right.
And then the other day, someone says, is Jono from such and such restaurant on this group as well? And I was like, hang on now. How many Jonos in one street? Four Jonos. Then it got me thinking, what is Jono anyway? Is it short for something?
Jonathan.
Is it long for something?
Short for Jonathan.
But isn't John as well?
So it's funny. I know two Jonos. Well, they're not Jonos. Well, the one is called, Jonathan Witt. And the other one I call Johnny, not
Jonathan, not John O. So I don't actually have any John O's in my life at all. I don't know one. So it's funny
can
that
we
you're
just take a moment
you're being besieged by J O N O's.
If you look at the spelling, that is actually supposed to be pronounced Jono, like Omo or Hobo.
Okay, all right.
So these people who have recreated their names, I mean, so I got given the name Leanne.
Yes.
It's on my passport, it's on
Didn't we have it changed at some point to Leass officially? Didn't we actually officially change that with Home Affairs? I'm sure we did. No?
Maybe I should check.
Just check. I'm sure it says Leanne Small.
I don't understand this idea of going around just calling yourself what you're not really named. And then you make it up, you should make sure that you spell it the way it should
be. Hold on. You're being a very cranky old lady about this. First of all,
The hips are affecting everything now.
Leanne, you could shorten your name if you want to. A lot of people have nicknames. I mean,
pseudonyms.
Pseudonyms. MKT. Bulelo goes by that. Some people call
him. You never go, hey, MKT.
No, you never call
him. We don't, but other people do. And
do
other people call you Mbu?
Umza.
Right.
Mbu. Mbuda.
I mean, we call you Dambu. We call you ass. A lot of people call me G. Most of my Jewish friends call
me
Gah.
But it's not
Gah.
What you refer to.
They call me Gah.
If somebody in your community group if someone in your community group said, you know, I need somebody who knows about a special kind of spaniel, they wouldn't go, well, speak to Gah down the road. They would say Gareth.
Come now,
you are referred to as.
Don't be like that, says Daniel.
He's just so annoys me.
Rudy gets called Rudes or Ruda. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
How's it Georgie? How's it G? You know, the people say this all the time. Yeah. Are you never around people?
Have you never heard people?
No, I mean, I know it happens.
Yeah,
but
so why are you acting like this is some horrible thing that's just you've just encountered now? And also, what's your beef with Jonos? I mean, leave them alone. Maybe they were all born at the same time and they're all exactly the same age, and Jono was a very popular name for people at that time.
Well, it wasn't a name.
Uh-oh.
It's a made-up name.
You don't like Jono. That's the problem here. That's what I'm seeing.
Now, to your point, Leanne, I do want to say I'm partly on your side. At what stage should a guy stop being Jono and you're Jonathan now? I think around that 38 to 42 mark, we must stop the Jono thing. You're Jonathan now. I kind of am with you at a stage. You have to rebrand. Should you get married? You have kids now. Hi, Stacey. What's your dad's name? Jono. Jonathan.
Yeah, at some point. I really hate it when people shorten my name to anything. Gare or G or... No, G I don't mind because that's like it's an initial, right? So that's fine.
Yeah, it actually exists.
Yeah. That's all right. But I don't really love it when people shorten my name. It's Gareth. It's not too complicated. Gareth, two syllables. We're good. Like, if you can't get that right, you're a disaster zone. John, no, two syllables. Two syllables is easy. Mbulelo. That's four. Jesus.
It makes me think of a friend of mine, Mary Ann.
Yes.
And I mean, Leanne, if you shorten it to Mary, that changes everything.
I love that Leanne and Mary Ann are friends.
I know. We used to go around the Jolly Roger going, hi, I'm Leanne. This is Mary Ann. And no, we're not making it up.
Oh, you think that's funny? I was on a weekend away. Listen to this. I was on a weekend away a couple of years ago with a friend of mine whose name is Darith, D-A-R-R-I-T-H. And then there was a guy called Darren.
Oh,
no. There's a guy called Darren. And then there was a guy called another Gareth with two R's, though. So it was Gareth, Darith, and Darren. People were like, you must be fucking, you must be joking, right? This is the most ridiculous thing you've ever heard. Yeah. It's kind of stupid.
Sound like hillbillies.
We did sound like
my
hillbillies.
My older brother Daryl.
Yeah, and it was a really drunken weekend away in the bush. So you can imagine how, you know, people after like a few drinks are like, Darren. And it didn't matter what we were all in. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Beth also says she doesn't like shortening of names. I'm with the old lady. That's you, Leanne. Daniel or Daniel, since he says he's from the Free State, he says, no, in the Free State, they call you Gareth. Oh, that's correct. They do that. Yes, now listen, here's something about these names. I had a friend called Keith, okay? A well-known Irish name, Keith. He wasn't
Keith
Irish.
Myarth.
Keith Myarth. He wasn't Irish, though. He was Afrikaans. His mother couldn't say Keith. She said Keef. But she called him that.
She named him.
She called him that. But she can't say it. Like, come on, fuck's sake. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, he must have, for a large part of his life growing up, he must have thought his name was Kif.
Probably. I mean, his mother couldn't pronounce his name. Anyway, Mucky says, keep it up. Even the mainstream media guys tune into your content to find something controversial to use for their existence because their days are numbered. That is spot on, Mucky. You're so right. And thank you, Mucky Ngumalo, who is... and by the way, someone said earlier that they... Here it is. They said, Tembisa said, I've been watching this show religiously since the recent Gareth and DA drama. That was the Mudzuli Rakivani situation. But I just subscribed now. So you did that thing with your nose, Gareth, worked. Well, listen, you know, I'm thrilled when we can get new people. And often with these controversies as they happen, they tend to bring in new people because people haven't heard of us in some places. So if this is why you've joined, awesome. And if you're loving it, Tembisa, and you're sticking around, thank you. I love that from the bottom of my heart. I love you for it. Thank you very much. So we love doing this show. We love doing it for you. There would be no reason to do it if you weren't tuning in, subscribing, liking, etc. So thank you. You make my day. All right. The Jono thing. Can we leave that alone, Leanne? Are you happy now that you really are overreacting to the Jono situation?
It's been going on for 3 days in my life, so I'm ready to call it. I'm ready to close the curtain now. Not on my life, just on the Jono thing.
Okay. So it's Christmas Eve.
Just to be clear.
All that Christmas food is ready to go in our house, and it's going to be great. But I must tell you, I'm not looking at overindulging. I'm going to try my best to not be a big fat pig over Christmas. So I'm going to keep it to Bulelo's strategy of going back for more plates but less on the plate is the plan that I'm going to do. So I'm going to take your system, Bulelo, because you're a healthy guy. Mm. You go back 4 times, right? And yeah. I'm going to do it in stages. And then I'm going to also, as you say, eat breakfast today so that I'm ready for that big meal tonight. Because we do the big Christmas Eve thing. We also open our presents on the 24th. And then Christmas Day is really the laziest day because although there is loads of food and we go to the extended family and all that stuff, there's plenty to eat, but you're mostly just lazy. You sit in a chair most of the time and you laugh and you talk shit with family and friends and you catch up on everybody's year. And there are kids in the pool and that kind of thing. So it's a very traditional South African Christmas Day. But Christmas Eve is like that's the real Christmas for me. So today is it. I'm excited about this. It's my favorite time of year, as I've said before, and I'm looking forward to it. It's just really fun to be able to do these things without having to worry about Cyril putting new rules in place, because apparently yesterday the Department of Health issued this is very interesting, actually, for those people who are concerned. They issued a circular yesterday about a revision with regard to contact tracing, quarantine, and isolation. So what they've basically said is, listen, there is no point in us doing contact tracing around Omicron because it is so contagious but so not dangerous. They've pretty much figured out now that Omicron is like having a bad cold or even just a cold for most people, and there are so many people who've had it, and they're completely asymptomatic. So what they've done is they've abandoned contact tracing completely. You no longer have to keep, a list of people who you've been around or report yourself and have to warn everybody at the office.
So we don't have to fill in forms when we enter a shop or a doctor's room or
no,
whatever.
And we don't have to do what Australia did a while ago with the QR codes or any of that shit. Look, not that anyone was doing it anyway in this country. The other thing is the quarantine. You don't have to sit in quarantine for 10 days if you have COVID. They've abandoned that idea completely. So this is very good news, especially for people who were worried that they were going to catch it and wouldn't be able to spend the holidays with whoever they were going to plan to spend the holidays with. So you don't have to worry about that anymore. This is from the Department of Health. I'm not giving you bullshit information here. And also, you don't have to isolate. What they figured out is keep the very vulnerable people as safe as you possibly can. But this thing is going around. They say between 70 and 80% of South Africans have already had it, whether they know it or not. So it's done. This pandemic,
it's made me so angry.
This pandemic is over now. It's over. And I don't want any of us to have to worry about it like we did up to now, because it's pretty much over. When they start issuing circulars like this from the Department of Health, who have every reason to try and keep us controlled and in lockdown and all that shit, it's over. We can get on with our lives now. It's time for us to pick up our stuff and get on.
First of all, I just want to say, I'm so happy for you that you are going to be spending time with your family, because, you know, people always talk about how people, because everyone now gets sensitive and goes, oh, I just want to start off by saying those who don't have. Yeah. But nobody ever says, oh, I'm happy for you that your family situation is great. So, Gareth, I'm really happy for you and whoever is spending time with family tonight.
Sure.
I think it's the greatest gift on earth to spend time with loved ones. The second thing you've said has made me so furious.
What is it?
Because why can't I go to the cricket now? Like, why am I not in Centurion on Boxing Day now, if they're doing this mandate? What are we doing now?
Well, that's not...
Now I can't go to the cricket.
That's not the Department of Health or your fault. That is Cricket South Africa's fault, right?
Well, it's a combination of all of them. I mean, they're all...
But I think...
This is so annoying.
I think the most of the blame can go to Cricket SA.
Well, they are terrible. They are terribly useless. But
yeah.
This is so annoying if this is the mandate now.
And you love that boxing, that Boxing Day test at Centurion is like one of the things people look forward to all year, right?
Are you joking? We're out there early. We get in there. We're having breakfast. We're there
in the sun. Yeah.
The boys are jawling. And then at 10, we're onto the cricket. It's so maddening. But now, what makes me even more mad on top of this is that I'm going to have to wake up and watch a whole lot of people in Rangarunga Wonga in Australia, 100,000 of them, basically making out with the batsman on the pitch as he plays his shots. 100,000 in Melbourne are going to be in the MCG, and I don't get to go watch with 10,000 other South Africans. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I'm happy and mad at the same time.
I love Corona's boring. It's also angry. There's no point in the government getting concerned with my health. It is my own concern. Spot on, Corona's boring. And then Corona's boring continues with, we should put the Department of Health in socks and beat them like Krampus. Sorry, sacks. In sacks. And beat them. I love that. That's great. Oh, man. Elon is God says, I miss cricket. Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah. It is. It's also part of a South African summer that there's cricket on somewhere for people to watch. The Wanderers, you know, in Cape Town, there are always those beautiful days of perfect Cape summer where people are playing cricket and everybody's watching it. It's sad that this stuff isn't happening the way that it should be. Oh no.
The one thing I miss, sorry, Gareth.
Yes, go
on. As you're talking about cricket and your Christmas experience,
mm-hmm.
The one thing I miss about my mom not being around, it's not her, like she's great, whatever. I miss falling asleep on her couch on Boxing Day watching Test cricket way too loud on the screen, annoying everyone in the house. I miss
That's nice. You could still do that, Bulela. You could fall asleep on your couch with your TV on too loud.
Yeah, it's not the same, though. I'm not annoying my mom and her guests.
Yeah, you need someone to bear witness to these things. I also remember falling asleep to golf when I was younger. And it's just that no responsibility. I mean, your parents literally are paying for everything, buying you food, cutting up your steak.
Caring for you.
You've got nothing to do. It's a Sunday. They're watching TV. You feel loved and enveloped in the sofa, and you just fall asleep quietly.
That is
the sound of cricket or golf.
Quick announcement. The Spotify playlists are available now. You can find links to all of them on our social media. We will put the link on the podcast page today on cliffcentral.com. Simpiwe has been hard at work on that front, and it is all available right now. So go along and check the GCS Spotify playlist. Everybody's put their favorite songs on there, and you can go and take a look, and it'll keep you busy during the holidays as well. Or if you just need some nice road tripping music or something like that. Also, while we're talking about music, today on the 80s show, yes, that 80s show is back today. It's a 2-hour Christmas edition filled with lots of silliness and movies and remembering the 80s people who died this year, as well as the legendary Tony Pike, plus some great songs if you listen live, which is happening today at 9 a.m. You can also get the podcast on cliffcentral.com, on our app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. But part of the experience of this is you have to listen live because then you get the music. You know, we can't put the music into podcasts. So much more fun. And you can, of course, hear, "Last Christmas, I gave you my heart for the very next day." Because you can bet your bottom dollar they're going to play that most famous 80s Christmas song of all.
Well, George Michael is the Jesus to Juan Pablo Diaz and Dori van Logrenberg. He is their yes. gay Jesus. They can't right. get enough of him.
They can't get enough of him. He's absolutely – that's so right. An interesting thing here from Dude69, he says the QR code is back in Australia. Just after we spoke to one of our listeners in Australia the other day, and she said, "Oh, it's so, they're so lucky that's over." No, it's not. It's back. A French backpacker came to Western Australia, infected with the Rona, and frequented some gay clubs, so the masks are back. Merry Chris Mask to us, says Dude69. Shame, I'm sorry about that. I'm very sorry. All right, this is great. Freedom Fighter says, "Hey, a typical PSYOP waits until after happy times to clap the citizens when they're down, but let's enjoy the moment." Yeah, I've heard a lot of this, that that there's, you know, some people saying that this is a big PSYOP. I don't know. We'll know in 5 years' time when we look back on what happened with this coronavirus and we are able to see with context how governments behaved. I think there are going to be a lot of lawsuits. There are going to be a lot of people suing governments, suing medical practitioners and health departments and even pharmaceutical companies. There's a lot of that coming. So get ready. It's going to be a nice ride for everybody who feels that this was a mess or a mistake. So it's coming.
Do you think Cyril's mind might have changed now that he's had COVID? Like maybe he had like an existential moment
perhaps,
sweating on day six.
I don't think Cyril's as concerned about all of this as everybody seems to think he is. I don't think he's done a lot this year. His workload has been cut down to a quarter of what it normally would be. Because you didn't have to have a weekly cabinet meeting. You don't have to be driving to 17 appointments a day. You know, as president, you have quite a lot to do. It's not a sit in the office all day job. And I think because of coronavirus, they had the excuse to do a lot of this stuff virtually. So he's probably sitting at home with socks on, you know. I don't think he's thinking about it that much. I think a lot of people have been skiving off during this time, including the politicians, who've already been doing as little as possible before that. But it is No Politics Friday, so we're not going to talk about that. Let me give you some headlines quickly. First things first, I didn't know this. This is a huge concern. Apparently, Simba have said there is a shortage of potatoes that has caused them to make less chips this season. Senior Vice President at PepsiCo South Africa said while it has largely been resolved now, they had very low inventory levels going into the holiday period for potatoes, so they couldn't make potato chips. Huh? Yes, a shortage of decent potatoes.
There must be some kind of environmental cause, like too much rain or something like that.
They say.
But surely it's affecting every chip maker.
They're experiencing disruptions in potato supply due to frost that affected the harvest during the winter. So that means that potatoes are old when they make these chips, right? Sure. Anyway, he said that this is Stevenson, who's the senior vice president, John Stevenson. He says it's largely been resolved. They had low inventory levels going into the holiday, but they're going to fix that. So if you've been wondering why you didn't get all the potato chips, then that's why. But maybe that's a good thing, right, Mbulelo? I mean, potato chips, not the best for you. I love them. I like savory rather than sweet stuff. I eat a lot of chips. I was wondering about this. Now I've got an answer, but you probably think it's a good thing.
It's the devil's work. I mean, they are good, but you got to stay away from chips if you can. If you want to just bring that 2 inches in at the waist, chips, devil's work.
I know.
Devil's work. Impossible to get away from. They're great.
Now,
so it's great news, actually.
Here's something really important. Britney Spears says she's working on new music. Yes. She took to Instagram to share that she's working on new music and posted a video of herself singing in the bathroom. It's going to be a great. This is going to be such a great album, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah, come on, Britney.
Because
serve us while it's hot.
Because a professional singer should always start the album by singing in the shower like an ordinary person who's got no voice. Great, Leanne. You want to defend her? You're such
no comments. Just letting it slide.
She said, I just realized this today, guys. After what my family tried to do to me 3 years ago, I needed to be my own cheerleader. God knows they weren't. So I read up on myself. And this is what I found. Multi-platinum Grammy Award-winning pop icon Britney Spears is one of the most successful and celebrated entertainers in pop history, with nearly 100 million records sold worldwide. In the U.S. alone, she has sold more than 70 million albums. Blah, blah, blah. Adding, psst, new song in the works. I'm going to let you know what I mean. Spears has been celebrating her 13-year... She's been in a 13-year conservatorship, coming to an end, obviously, in November. She posted on social media that she wants to have a baby with her fiancé, Sam Asghari. You know, now she wants to have a baby. Didn't we just talk about what an important responsibility this is and how you don't take these things lightly? But this
stop her.
Stop her, exactly. This crackpot needs to be...
Britney cannot have a baby.
Stop
no.
her. Yeah, stop her. Get her a plant. See if she can keep that alive.
God.
Get her a plant, and if she can keep that alive, then she can have a baby. Because she doesn't have custody of the other kids, by the way. The ones that she had with Federline or whatever his name is. Kevin Federline, the dancer. She doesn't have custody of the kids. You know how hard it is to get a U.S. court to give custody to the father, especially if he's a loser like Kevin Federline? You know how bad she has to be for that to happen? Just saying. Here is some good news, though. Some really good news to bring in the Christmas spirit. Coldplay are going to stop making music as a band in 2025.
So does it have to do with, because I remember they didn't have a concert for a while. And the reason they weren't having concerts is because of the carbon footprint that concerts leave behind. And they were going to do some kind of groundbreaking new thing. Oh, the attendees had to do something in order to
power the stage. Yeah, they were going to power the concert through the stage. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, through the energy.
This whole green thing that they're
onto. Oh no! You see, Chris Martin, he actually is a very talented songwriter, and he doesn't even seem to be such a bad guy. But he's got crap ideas, and he's one of those people who, if you ended up next to him at a dinner party, you'd go. Oh, after like 5 minutes, this guy, you know, because he's convinced that he's been sent to the planet to make it a better place, instead of just accepting that he's a very talented musician and he's making great songs. Like, if they just did that, it would be fine. But he wants to call his child Apple, and he wants to be married to Gwyneth Paltrow, then he wants to divorce her, now he wants to save the planet. I mean, come on, dude, just focus on the music. It's like, that's what you're good at. Do what you're good at. Anyway, so they've decided, the whole band, but probably just Chris Martin, made the announcement on Radio 2 on Wednesday in a clip trailing ahead to his Christmas show with Joe Whitey. He said, our last proper record will come out in 2025. After that, I think we will only tour. So it doesn't mean they're going to stop doing music. They're going to stop making music. He said, maybe we'll do some collaborative things, but the Coldplay catalog, as it were, finishes then. So, hey, you know what? Also, better to quit while you're ahead. People always say the best shows, they quit while they're ahead. They don't keep working beyond the finish line, and then they deliver less and less good stuff as they go.
I mean, to me, if you're super talented, like someone like Elvis Presley, you're never going to stop making music unless you die. You can't stop. It's in you. You're walking around. It's in your head when you're in the shower. It's there all the time, and you can't stop. You don't make a closing date, you know?
You do what you want, though. Chris Martin knows the band better. Maybe he knows that they're all actually sick of each other, and he's trying to draw a line in the sand so they can work towards something and then all go their own way. Also, you do. You know, you break up with girlfriends and boyfriends. You break up with your band. At some point, it's going to happen. It happened to the Beatles. The only people it hasn't happened to is the Rolling Stones. Jesus, those guys carry on forever. Aren't they incredible? And have you
Mick
seen...
Mick Jagger's going to bury the devil. When the devil comes for
have
the 18th
seen...
time, Jagger's going to say, hey,
Keith
get
Richards.
In here.
Keith Richards looks the same as he looked in the 80s. He hasn't changed at all. They're on some powerful fucking drugs, those guys.
They sleep.
He's getting the cocaine straight
tonight.
From Colombia.
Oh, what did you say, Leanne?
Leanne,
They sleep in pickling juice at night in a jar.
For sure.
They're preserved.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, so there's lots to think about as we go into the holidays. And tonight, obviously, Christmas Eve for many people, that's a big one. New Year's coming up. This time next week, it'll be New Year's Eve. So you got to think about something to do then. I know. It's crazy, right? Doesn't feel like it. It suddenly is all here. It's like it's suddenly here. And even though we've been building up to it, I sort of needed a little bit more runway, if you know what I mean. Someone says here that they'd love Coldplay to come and do a South African tour before they quit, like most bands do.
Hey, worth watching. Let me tell you something. I saw them at the O2 Arena. Uh-huh. He is unbelievable on stage.
Mm.
He like
no, he's very
for
good.
All of his vagina candle wife.
Sure,
he's sensational.
Yeah.
They do the whole like U2 level production as well. They don't just make you come there, sit in the rain, and muck about. It's a serious show. Hey, Coldplay, if you can get your hands on tickets, highly recommend, whether you like the music or not.
Have you seen the new James Bond? I'm tempted to watch it. I'm tempted to see
it. I won't do it.
Why?
Daniel Craig looks like a bouncer in a suit. Let me tell you something. The thing about Bond.
I'm just going to point out, Bulelo, you have said horrible things about our president in his suits. You are very picky. Now, James Bond is renowned across the world for always having the most perfectly tailored suits. Are you saying that Daniel Craig is too old? Are you saying he's out of shape? Are you saying his tailor's no good? What are you actually saying?
Bond is supposed to be Brosnan. And gentlemanly and suave.
Yeah.
Bond's not supposed to be angry. His whole thing is supposed to be ladies' man, you know?
Yeah,
what lady wants a stone-faced guy? And I love Daniel Craig. Listen, Layer Cake's one of my favorite films, so it's not about him. He's not Bond. You know what I mean? You think Roger Moore.
I know what you mean.
When you think suave, sophisticated, the English gentleman.
Yeah.
This guy looks like a bouncer who wants a club, you know, for his club. No, it's not
okay,
Bond.
I see. So just because of that, you... Crackpot, you're not going to go and see the movie.
No, I've been out on Daniel Craig since the beginning. I watched the first one and I was like, what is this?
No, fair enough.
Love Bond, not this. I'm out.
I knew we'd get some kind of interesting reaction out of you. That's why I asked the question. People like you always have like very strong opinions about things like Bond. I just knew there was going to be something. All right, let me show you a picture of Pierce Brosnan, by the way. This guy, he's promoting some kind of tequila and he's got a silver beard now. But Pierce Brosnan, you're right. He looks fantastic in a suit. Just look at this man. Look at that guy. He's just wearing...
Hey, come on.
He's wearing look at him. I mean,
come on, man.
I want to look like... How old is Pierce Brosnan? Look it up quickly for me, Leanne. Pierce Brosnan...
I've just got an instant poozle.
He is a poozle. That's so great. He's got silver hair. He's got those eyebrows. He's got that voice, right? And look at how good he looks in that jacket. And he's drinking tequila.
That's James Bond.
And like if I were into men, old men, like this would be the guy, right? Like I've said, Jane Fonda is a hot old woman, and she really is.
Mm.
Look at this guy. How old is he now? I want to be like that when I'm old.
I didn't look it up. I'm sorry. My hands are tied.
You're transfixed by Pierce Brosnan. Let me see how old he is. He is currently 68 years old. Holy mother of God. I want to be like that at 68. Okay. Look at him. And you know, he's been married to the same woman since before he got famous. And they love each other.
Jeez.
And
that's amazing.
Yeah. And she's not, Hollywood looking at all. I don't want to sound like this is insulting, but she's an ordinary looking woman, but they love each other and they've been married for a long time. And they're very happy by the looks of things. So you know what? We could learn things from Pierce Brosnan. It looks like we could learn quite a lot from the man. Someone sent me that picture
awesome.
And said, look at this dude. Look at that
he's
dude.
An awesome,
Ruth says
he's a really nice guy.
He could be my sugar daddy anytime. See?
Yeah, I'm with you, Ruth.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
I've got a Pierce Brosnan story for you, but I'll save it for another time when I can name drop it.
Do it right now. Go on. You can't
so
tease us.
A friend of mine who's quite famous in Hollywood. I say friend. We were partying in the same circles when I was in the UK.
Okay.
He came to South Africa while I was living in Cape Town. And it's like, oh, hey, I'm in town. let's have a steak, but I've got a friend with me in town. I was like, oh, okay, sweet. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. Let's do it. Plus, you're rich in Hollywood. I see you all the time.
Right.
You'll pick it up. So I took them to the best place for food in South Africa. But when they arrive at the house, they came to pick me up in a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they pop in, yeah, yeah, just jump in the back seat there. Oh, no, his friend's Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, my God. Really?
What?
Yeah. Because Pierce Brosnan has a place in Llandudno, right?
So you met him, and he's
yeah, yeah. No, we hung out.
Oh wow,
food and steak. And,
what?
Yeah, no, because the guy I'm talking about is also like Hollywood A-list right now. But yeah, yeah, my mate's Pierce Brosnan, and he's
that's lives phenomenal. In,
he's basically here all the time.
And you were sitting there talking to Pierce Brosnan, just having a happy
talking
time.
Shop. He loves football as well.
Jesus,
yeah, he's a football guy.
That's phenomenal.
So it was, now listen, it was very cool.
I'm going to show you a picture of him and his wife. And I've just got to apologize. She was smoking hot when she was younger, but you know, time obviously takes a toll on all of us. I'm sure you can find pictures of every one of us where we don't look as good as we once did. But let me show you this woman. So here's Pierce and his wife, right? This is just a little while ago. A good-looking couple, right? But she,
yeah,
you know, she's not. What I'm saying by not, she's not like Angelina Jolie with the Botox.
She's the girl next door.
Yeah, 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 girl next door. That's a nice way to put it. But let me show you what she looked like when he married her, because then you'll see why it was like, you know, love at first sight. And probably listen, look at this. This is what they looked like when they were younger.
Yeah,
she's hot.
Look how much he loves her.
I know he does love her. And they are still together, and they got kids, and apparently it's one of those real fairy tale stories. So there we go.
She's got a bit of a Meghan Markle vibe about her.
Okay, if you say so. You don't have to put me off her like that. Bolelo, you have to tell us.
Trickery is afoot.
Because Rudy's right. You can't just do the Pierce Brosnan story and then not mention your A-list friend's name. Who is it?
So he plays Venom, and he's another stuff guy called Tom Hardy, who I used to know.
Oh, Jesus. You're friends with Tom Hardy?
Yeah. Well, we're not friends. Like, I knew him back then, and then we have mutual friends who work in the business.
Dude.
Yeah. So somebody who used to link me up with tickets and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, they know each other very well. Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
All right, well, there we go.
Professional football, it'll do that for you.
Good for
you, man. Try and play professional football. It'll put you in a whole different social circle.
So that jacket you got on is obviously getting a lot of attention. Stefan says, my Chinese teacher says MKT's jersey means good karma or good vibes, loosely translated. Did you know that?
Oh, well, I believe it's Japanese text,
Japanese.
Actually.
Okay. Yeah, it looks Japanese to me. Okay.
Yeah. And Chinese is not a language. Let's have some respect.
Tracy says, same with Hugh Jackman. Been married for years and years to the same woman since before he got famous. She is also not the typical Hollywood type. That is true love. Yeah.
Mm.
And I've always said this about...
Well, Matt Damon married a waitress.
Exactly. And that's probably also still going strong, because they're not the kind of people who would come in and, you know, they're after the fame. Am I right?
Yeah.
But the world champion of them all. I found this out the other day. One of my guys, Senzo, on the MKT show brought this up to me. A gentleman, a scholar by the name of Stedman.
Stedman, yeah, yeah, of course.
I didn't realize that he'd been with Oprah for 36 years. Yeah. So he spotted the talent early, before Oprah was Oprah, and he said, oh, there's something about this one.
Well,
I'm going to hang on tight.
I also want to say, from the woman's point of view, it's Camilla Parker Bowles. I've always said this, she's the real fairy tale. Everybody looks at her and they go, oh, she's not as pretty as Diana, she's not glamorous, all of that stuff. I always maintain, that's true love, right? She and Charles like checked each other out at some horsey polo match or whatever and fell in love. And they were meant to be, those two.
And I think Camilla was scheming in the background. Like, Diana, she talks
too
much.
I
know what's going to happen.
I think she's the kind
of
person.
In the corner.
I think she's the kind of person, and I have no authority to back this up, but I think if you ended up next to her at dinner, you'd have some great fucking stories. And I think she would like say, come, let's go outside. Well, I need a cigarette. You come and talk to me. And she would tell you some really funny things. And she has a sense of humor. And I can tell you, she's not boring. She's not boring at all. She's one of those ladies who's lived. You know, she's had an interesting life. She's got interesting friends. She's been to interesting places. Because she doesn't court the spotlight. She's not looking for attention. She does her duties, but she's there to support her guy. And I think she's funny. I think she's got a sense of humor. She looks like somebody who can laugh. You don't think so?
But she's a non-starter. No, I think she's a non-starter because when someone's called the people's princess.
Yeah, well, how do you fight with that? Like, sure.
No, whether you like her or not. But good luck to them. Sure. All I'm saying is Stedman's my guy. Because women always get the praise for being the one who she stood by her man. Yeah. Stedman's the guy.
He stood Stedman's by his
woman. Stapura. Yeah. We say Stapura.
Stapura. There we go. I got you. All right. Very, very good. Robin says that looks very different to Mandarin. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Stefan says it's a simplified kind of Chinese script. Okay. I don't know, guys. This is not my area of expertise. I'm not going to adjudicate this fight. Sorry. I don't know.
China.
What to say. That's what,
China.
It's wearing
the China
top.
Virus.
I'm so excited. We're going to be joined by Joey Razdeen and Riyad Musa just now. We're going to talk to them about what their year has been like and also find out about the new movie that they're going to be doing. Yes, that's right. Material. It was 2012 when they released Material, eh? You know that?
Wow, sure.
It's been some time. It'll be 10 years by next week since that movie came out. When women are too rich, they are funny, says Robin. Paul Newman.
When women are not too rich.
Oh, right. Sorry. Paul Newman trumps them all. Over 40 years married. Oh, wow. Liam Neeson also. That was a Till Death Do Us Part. That's right. Because didn't his wife, she had some skiing accident. And then he kind of stood by her. Huh. Okay. Somebody's asking here, Rebellious Ruth. She says, Gareth, have you seen Spencer? No, I haven't. Apparently, Kristen Stewart is actually pretty good in the role of Diana. You need to be in a somber mood, though. It's not entirely factual. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not in a hurry to see that. We'll see. Maybe over the holidays I got bugger all to do, especially now that I've canceled all my plans. So maybe I will have time to watch it. All righty. When we come back, we got Joey Razdeen, we got Riyad Musa, we got you, we got me, we got Leanne and Bulelo. It's going to be fun. Stick around. CliffCentral.com. This is Christmas Eve and the 24th of December. It's 7 o'clock. CliffCentral.com.